Welcome to Culture Bites, where we take culture theory and turn it into everyday insights. We're powered by Human Synergistics, and our mission is to change the world one organization at a time. We can only do that together with our amazing community, so thank you for listening. Welcome to this special edition of Culture Bites. My name's Dominic Gawley. I'm a consultant with Human Synergistics Australia, and I'm joined by our managing director, David Byram. Hey, DB.
Hey, Dom. How are you? It's great to be with you.
I'm excited because we have a special announcement.
We do have a special announcement today, Dom. It's pretty exciting. We've been working on something for several years, and it's coming to fruition right now.
Which is what?
We have LSI Plus. So LSI Plus is about to go live after several years of working and building something to support our accredited network, but also to support the leaders as they receive their feedback as well.
So what is it in a nutshell, DB?
Yeah, so LSI Plus is a personalized narrative report for your LSI 1 profile, so your thinking, or your attribution of behaviors, so your LSI 2 report from others. So what we're actually taking now is we're adding into the report our narrative description, and it's got three components to it. You have a summary of what your profile says, either thinking or behavior. Then you also have a closer look, we're calling it, which is a little bit more of a detailed description. And then right at the back end, we're actually including some suggestions for change based on the patterns of your thinking or your behavior. So it's going to add circa 10 narrative pages to a report. The summary is about a page and a half. The closer look's 3 to 4 pages, and the suggestions for change are another 3 to 4 pages. So it's pretty exciting.
Super,
great to be here.
You know what? I'm super excited about it, DB, because I love how it's adaptive to the profile. You know, like that's the exciting part is depending on what your results are, it's going to have suggestions specific to that. And that's so cool.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it is based on some algorithms and some programming in the back end around where the profile comes out. And no doubt we'll talk a little bit about that today. But using those algorithms and some calculations, we're bound to build basically a generic description that's personalized to you based on the profile.
Yeah, I think that's it. Like, you know, traditionally we had the self-development guide, which this doesn't replace. And the self-development guide is a piece of gold kit. I always say, DB, every time I read that thing, I learn something new. And I've been here for 10 years.
Yeah, I like to think of it LSI Plus. And when we did the original design work around why are we doing LSI Plus, it was all about enhancing the experience.
Mm.
And we want to enhance the debrief experience.
Mm.
And we want to enhance the awareness process, enhance the action planning, and ultimately provide some greater clarity. If I want to develop and grow and change or enhance and sustain where I'm at, what can I work on? So that was the crux of it. So it doesn't replace the self-development guide. It does not replace a debrief and coaching.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we see debrief and coaching as more integral now.
Mm.
In fact, once the narrative's been read by an individual, my recommendation is they go through the narrative, post their first debrief, tick what they resonate, put a question mark against what doesn't resonate, and then use that to come back and ask questions of your accredited practitioner. Hey, it talked about this. Help me to understand a little bit more. So it actually should promote conversations.
Yeah, and I think that's what it does. You know, we've had a little play with it before now, secretly, secret schools. But I think what's interesting is, you know, look, it doesn't replace a debrief because that's about them and their story and connecting it to that, which of course it can never do. But I think what it does is, you know, in a debrief, you've only got a certain amount of time and you can only cover so many topics and look at so many things. But by being able to read these descriptions, it brings up new ideas and new angles and new ways of looking at it that maybe you didn't get to or didn't consider or what have you. And it's like, oh, actually, that really resonates with me. That's something I recognize that. That's me to a T, you know, and whether that's, you know, something that's a strength or perhaps an opportunity for me, I think it just enriches is probably the word that comes to mind.
It's a really good word. It does add more color, more discussion topics. We have been testing for a little bit in the background and I've passed a few profiles on to practitioners post they've done a debrief with a normal LSI profile. And they've they've come back and said, unbelievable. This has actually given me more of a description, more areas to actually help the individual explore and probe and work on. So it does enrich, it expands. And you know, one of the other underlying things was we really want to make it more consistent. Mm. All right. So how do we, and some people do debriefing every week. Some people do debriefing on a monthly basis. Some people it's quarterly. So how do we actually improve that consistency of that whole debrief experience?
Mm.
And so every individual's getting a more consistent and a growth-orientated experience.
Yes. And so it's a great support both for accredited practitioners. I mean, it's interesting just to read as a debriefer, not even the debriefee, but it's interesting to read and be like, huh, you know, learn something new about ways of looking at that kind of profile and stuff of, oh, okay, like I didn't consider that that could be part of it before. So just from a learning tool, it's interesting as well.
Yeah, and when our accredited network, who it's designed for the accredited practitioners, and then they pass it on to their focal leader, the participant, you'll see in the reports, it actually has some bullet points of what's going really well for this individual, and then it has areas for opportunity. So it actually really does hone in around what's an asset or what might have a little bit of a cost implication for the individual, which is a good point to actually explore and talk about with the individual.
That's it. And I think, you know, as you said, kind of how do you use it? We still do a debrief as I would do a debrief, you know, last month. It's still the same, but it's giving them a bit of homework really to kind of take away, have a read of this, have a look. And I've found, DB, that people come to that next session where we start talking actions way more prepared, way more ready because they've had a deeper reflection for starters. But also it gives them those specific ideas for action based on the kind of profile they have. Hey, you need to maybe think about this and doing that and so on. And so it just zeroes people in a bit more. So when you get back together to talk actions, they've formulated some thoughts. They've already kind of laid the ground there for that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a little bit of an analysis or a comparison to the profile summary cards.
Mm-hmm.
So the profile summary cards, which a lot of us use in debriefing for LSI-1, and they're designed around high, medium, and low for each of the styles. And what this is doing is now taking a bit more holistic view of the profile, all right? And where's the profile? Where's the pattern strongest in the profile? Strongest towards satisfaction, strongest towards security, strongest towards task, strongest towards people. And then it breaks down pairs within that profile to actually provide some guidance. So it's an add-on, if you like, to the profile summary cards in LSI-1 with the other benefit that we get a LSI Plus report for self-assessment and you get an LSI Plus report for others' assessment as well.
Mm. So there's one for each. Can you use it on any kind of LSI kit, as in breakout profiles versus non-breakout versus complete debriefing kit and so on?
Yeah, so you can get the LSI Plus with LSI-1 only. It's an offer for LSI-1. Or if someone's doing LSI-2 only, you can do that as well. And it's linked to the breakout kits. So it's linked to the base breakout kit and it's linked to the complete debriefing kit.
Yep.
And for those who don't know, the base breakout kit allows you 10 feedback respondents, gets the self-development guide. The complete debriefing kit comes with the support materials to allow you to do that. So it's the profile summary cards, the one pages, the journal to help them provide some reflections going forward and some action planning guides as well. So that's in the complete debriefing kit and it's available. So the LSI Plus is available on both those options.
And who can use it, DB?
It's ready to go now, Dom. So anyone who's accredited can use LSI Plus. So it is an accredited tool because it's an extension of LSI. So it is a link to an accredited practitioner.
Mm.
But what we have said is if someone wants to, say they've run reports in the last 3 months and they want to take all those reports now, upgrade them to LSI Plus, they can do that. There's obviously a cost to us to do that. So there's a pass-through cost. Or if they're launching a new project, they can launch it as LSI Plus from now.
Fantastic.
Yeah, way to go.
And so what you're saying just then, if I'm sitting there as an accredited practitioner and, hey, I just launched a bunch of LSIs last week, but I want to upgrade them now, I can do that.
You can upgrade them straight to LSI Plus.
Fantastic.
And just contact your client service manager and they'll be able to help you with that conversion.
And so we said, you know, it's good to go. If you're accredited, you can use it. But if I'm sitting there like, oh, you know, I'd like to maybe know a bit more, see a bit more, you know, get some training or whatever on it, what can we do for people in that space, DB?
Yeah, great question. So we've got some professional development events already planned in the calendar. So log in through your portal get into the PD event. I know there's one coming up on March the 20th. There's another one planned in April, another one planned in May. If they book out, we'll actually book other PD events around how to use that. So those PD events will actually show you how LSI Plus is built, what it's all about. We've also got FAQs, so frequently asked questions. There's a couple of one pages coming out with questions around what is it, why is it, how is it used. I think the key frequently asked question was, does this change my debriefing structure?
Mm.
And the short answer to that is no.
Mm.
All right. You're still going to do the core fundamentals of good debriefing remain the same.
Mm.
I'm going to build rapport. I'm going to explore LSI 1. I'm going to talk about LSI 1, explore LSI 2, talk about LSI 2. It actually adds a little bit more color in there. You might decide as a debriefer, you have them read the narrative description post the first debrief.
Mm.
Personally, what I've been doing is I've been getting leaders just to read the summary page, page and a half in the debrief, because it actually helps them digest what the profile's saying. And then I get them to read the other pages after the debrief and use that to build actions when they come back to see me at session two.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, because that summary page is literally a page. So it's
it is literally a page and a quarter to a page and a half.
All right, yeah. Well, maybe we took a little bit extra.
That's probably some perfectionism in there, Dom.
So very exciting. So yeah, if you want to check out more, we've got those events on. If you want to see a sample report, reach out to your client service manager. They can, you know, send something to you. We'll look to get those on the portal as well so you can check them out. Have a look for yourself. I'm excited though, DB. I think, you know, to your point, it doesn't replace the debrief, but it enriches, you know, and so you brought up the summary cards before, which we've always had or had for a long time. You know, it's not like you just handed people a deck of cards and said, see you later, right? But they enriched, you know, and it's the same with this. Yeah, that's
same with this, all right? It's, and look, done well, because it's picking up patterns of behavior.
Mm.
So if the strong patterns of behavior are in the constructive styles, you'll direct them to read those sections in the self-development guide.
Mm.
If the strong patterns are all thinking or behavior, if the strong patterns are more in the defensive, we might start reading in some of those sections around, let it be approval, conventional, dependent, avoidance, or might be in the oppositional power, competitive, perfectionistic area. So we'll just direct, it'll just help guide and direct and improve that consistency. And it's going to be great. It's interesting, our testing's been with relatively new accredited practitioners as well as some seasoned professionals. And both have said, this is unbelievable. This is helping me just explore what's going on. So pretty exciting.
It's pretty cool when you get that from both ends of the experience spectrum. That's pretty cool.
You know, good design thinking. We're trying to pick both ends of the the curve in terms of doing it. Look, we're launching and we're going live. The narratives, there might be a few extra spaces and we're getting it all proofread, but it's going to be a great addition to our accredited network and ultimately help leaders and help us change the world one organization at a time through individuals.
I love it, DB. I'm excited. I'm stoked to get out there. Now I can kind of, it's out from the closely guarded circular. I don't know if it was that close, but from testing, let me put it that way, out into the wild. And so I'm excited to now be able to run with it. I may have let the cat out of the bag slightly early with a couple of people. That's my confession. But I'm excited to get into it. Tell you what, how does it sound if in a little while's time you and I get back together once people have had a go, been applying it and check back in around, you know, how people are using it, how they're finding it, you know, lessons learned along the way, and we'll check back in a few, you know, weeks or months time.
Sounds great, Dom. I'd love to get back into our podcast studio. I'm not quite sure if listeners are aware, we're actually recording from our brand new office in Blue Street, North Sydney now. That was very well planned, and I'm sure many people are picking up the pun on Blue Street.
Two Blue, I might add.
Two Blue is our address. Come and visit us at Ground Floor 2 Blue. So it's exciting to be in a great new building, and congrats to the teams that helped us move in here. We've had some really good support, not only through the landlord and the building company, but also the fit-out team from Shape, who are very, very good clients of ours. So a good shout-out to the team at Shape for all the work they did and giving us an amazing space to work. So thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you, DB. See ya.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Culture Bites. If you enjoy the show, remember to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, leave us a review. It helps other people to find the show. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, email podcast@human-synergistics.com.au. We'd love to answer it. This podcast is copyright by Human Synergistics Australia, all rights reserved. To learn more about what we do, visit human-synergistics.com.au.